It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk on demand audio.
When we heard that Biden was just going to be, you know, flying around, it kind of just made us feel like, you know, as our president, you know, where is that like guidance? Where, like, you know, you're supposed to be kind of here helping us with this, and just almost like it's like almost a sense of abandonment, you know. And like I said, you know, it's mainly just the community coming together and helping each other out with all of this.
Yeah, that is a North Carolina resident that they caught yesterday on one of the networks. Politics is going to play a role in this. People are going to feel strongly one way or another. At the end of the day, the people in Georgia, parts of Tennessee, parts of North Carolina, all the way up and down there that have been hit so hard by this storm, a lot of them felt abandoned for a couple of days. Asheville, North Carolina was completely cut off. I heard stories of people out of there with no water, no food. It was a pretty desperate situation. Hopefully things are improving for all of them now, and they need the support of all of us. There's no doubt about that. It's funny that Carl's playing the song Convoy there, and we've got Lee Newbold on the phone with us. He is leading a local convoy down to, I believe, the Nashville area to bring some flood relief down there. Lee, thank you for giving us some time today.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about you and kind of what led you to lead this convoy here.
Well, I travel for hail, so my season had been drying up, and I seen what was going on down there. And I have a old shipmate from the Iwo Jima when I was stationed on the ship. Pastors a church down there in Lenoir City, just outside of Lenoir City, Tennessee. So I text him, see if he was affected by the storm, and he said he's about an hour away from the damage and he's overwhelmed with requests for help. So I just told him, what can I do? And he said, they need water, bring water. So I'd started getting some trucks together and some my brother and cousin and a couple deacons from church, First Baptist Arnold, and we got six trucks and six trailers headed down today at 1 o'clock to Rockford, Tennessee, to Lakeview Baptist Church.
Yeah. So you may not end up in some of the damaged areas. Are you going to supply this for your friend and then he'll take care of delivering it to those areas?
We're going to stage all this in his church parking lot. Okay. And then we'll be an hour away from the damage, so we can stage there and make runs into up the mountain in all different directions from his position. And then distribute that. I'll be out there all this week, making runs into the mountains, and then we'll be continuing to gather pallets and ship over there.
Is the main thing you were hearing they need right now water, which I know you're bringing a lot of? Is there anything else they're saying that critical need right now that people could bring over there?
There is. There was a list put out with items specific. I don't know if I have it handy, but I know baby bottles wasn't on the list, but cleanup supplies, paper products, personal care items, and clothing, just stuff to clean up after the mudslides and flooding and stuff like that.
Wow. What's the need, if we can ask that, Lee? How can people, if people want to help out with your effort, do you have a way they can show support?
I do. I set up a GoFundMe account
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Water pellets for East Tennessee. They can sponsor water pellets, and any of the proceeds is going for, we're setting up care packages with those personal care items and clothing and baby bottles and formula and stuff like that. And it's just going to continue to flow over to Tennessee and get into the mountains.
Okay. So the any money raised is going to purchase those goods?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Every little bit helps. However people choose to try to donate or however they choose to do that, I mean, I think is just fantastic. But you're putting your money where your mouth is, right? I mean, you're going to be on the ground for a week. When you get back, I'd love to hear from you again. And I mean, we're hearing lots of stories out of that area where people have they've been desperate. They've lost everything.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what we're trying to get over there to help just in any way we can.
Yeah. Well,
are you there?
Hello.
Oh, I have Jeremy Guider on the line. He's the pastor at Lakeview Baptist Church. That's where we're taking all the supplies.
Jeremy?
Yes, sir.
Can you hear? Okay, good. I didn't know if you were listening in the background there or not.
Yeah.
Give us an idea what you're hearing down there on the ground. Lee told us this is what this area is about an hour from where you're located.
Yeah, my church, Rockford, is basically under the run at the end of the runway at the Knoxville Airport outside of Alcoa, small town. My church is only about 50 people, and we're not affected immediately by it, but we're close enough to every member of my church has a friend, a family, a cousin, or a coworker that is, and that have lost people. And so we don't want to be, you know, I'm torn. I'm in the middle here. When you're this close to a 5-state disaster zone, I work at Parkside. I work at a dealership. I work in the parts department. I'm nobody really. And I'm pastoring a small church. And me and Lee were, you know, we were air traffic controllers together in 05 and 06. And we both went to Katrina together, responded to that on the ship, and also evacuation in 06 of the Lebanon evacuation of the Americans. We participated in that as air traffic controllers. And so we've seen this thing before, and I'm like, we've got to get up there and help. We can't stand by. I think too often we're a nation of spectators and rubberneckers and fearful boys waiting on our benevolent government to save us, and we can't be like that. We have to take the initiative, and, you know, nothing of any consequence will be accomplished without a sense of urgency. And I cannot thank you enough for taking the time and letting the folks in St. Louis understand where we're at. This is not a short-term need. It's going to be weeks and months of putting this back together, and you know, we can't stand by and wait for the government to respond fast enough, and so our church is going.
I agree with you, Jeremy, and that's what's so crazy to me about this story that has come out, where I think it was a volunteer firefighter who had his chopper and he was up trying to rescue people and help those who'd been stranded, and then he's threatened to be arrested. And I'm sure there's more stories like that. They just haven't been, you know, made public yet.
They've not. And I've not seen any of that firsthand, so I can't confirm or deny any of that. I've seen the stories on Facebook like y'all have. I appreciate y'all getting the story out. and pushing this. You know, the church that I'm currently pastoring was pastored by Donnie Ormby, and he helped me with the position and lead me. He's an older pastor. He took, this is a wild story, it's a God story. He took First Baptist Horseshoe about 2.5 years ago, 2 months before the first hurricane hit down there. So his church and his house, the parsons there at the church in Horseshoe Beach, has been hit 3 times in the last, 18, 20 months, however long it's been. And so he's actually back up here in Tennessee trying to get away from the storm, and now he's right back up in the middle of all this craziness up here. He wasn't able to go far enough. So my original, when the hurricane came and they said, hey, Horseshoe Beach is getting hit again, I had actually loaded up a U-Haul truck with a pastor friend in Georgia the first time, and we had took supplies to Horseshoe Beach. But Horseshoe Beach now, with their 20 foot of water is practically gone. There's not hardly anybody to go help in Horseshoe Beach because the whole town has been destroyed. And of course they all evacuated, which thank God for that. But the devastation begins in Big Bend and goes all the way to Virginia.
Yes.
And, South Carolina. And it's like, you can't wrap your brain around it. I don't think, we see the pictures and you see the TikTok videos and everything, but you can't, the human toll on this, we cannot get enough volunteers. We absolutely cannot get enough food. We can't get enough water. If you have heavy equipment, if you can break away, and that's the other thing, people have lives, and I get that. And it's difficult to take a week off of work and bring your equipment and pay for diesel to run something, but we can literally use everything, all the manpower that we can muster. FEMA is going to be overwhelmed. You can't have a disaster stretch for 500 miles. And I was in New Orleans, and New Orleans was localized. And it was horrible. I'm not diminishing Katrina at all. But it was one spot. The gravity of this situation, because of the heights of the mountains and the flooding,
right,
and the mudslides and stuff, you can't grasp what all has happened between South Florida, Big Bend, Florida, all the way up to us. And we appreciate everything y'all can do.
It's heartbreaking. Jeremy, our prayers to you and your congregation and all the people there in Tennessee. And Lee Newbold, thank you for your efforts today. I found that GoFundMe page, by the way. If you go into GoFundMe and just search sponsor Water Pallets for East Tennessee, you'll see Lee Newbold's page pop up there. And obviously you need a lot more money. There's about $360 in there right now. And anything people can afford to donate, that would be welcome. Gentlemen, thank you for all you're doing.
Yes, sir. Thank you for your time. And we'll do our very best to see that everything. The church is not taking any of this. We're just going to be a straight conduit.
Yes.
Every dime that's given will be going straight up the mountain immediately. Thank you so much.
Yeah, very, very good. Lee and Jeremy, thank you for your time today, and God bless you on your journey. It's good because, it's probably an 8 or 9 hour drive to get down there just to deliver this stuff. So
get more at 971talk.com. It's better
over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.